For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everyone, and you're very welcome to our channel, NARC Con, with myself and Remy, where we deal with all things in relation to narcissists and the relationships we had or are currently having with narcissists in order to understand how to navigate them better or how to put some perspective on what happened to us in order to use that experience to benefit ourselves. And that's the way I look at healing. Once we have managed to survive, not everyone does, once we have managed to survive, to make sense of what happened to us is vital in giving ourselves also a better understanding of ourselves and our strengths. And I haven't mentioned this much recently, but it is very possible to really start at the beginning again after an experience with a narcissist and to build ourselves into the person that we want to be, that we know we are in our hearts, and to go on to thrive like we might not ever have pushed ourselves before in life. So I wanted to add that because the discussions around narcissism are also often quite negative, and it's important to bring that aspect in to give hope, because there is hope, believe you me. I've seen it. It's miraculous what people do with their lives after an experience such as this. Today I need no notes whatsoever, because it is scored in my heart, this particular experience, and I'm going to discuss the trajectory of a relationship with a malignant narcissist in relation to or seen through the lens of the four tricks the devil will play on you through the vehicle of a narcissist. How the devil, in my opinion, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it dark energy. You can call it universal badness, whatever you want. But for terms of reference here, I'm calling it the devil because I believe that the devil exists. So how better to operate in this human world than through somebody who is human or looks human, but whose humanity the devil manages to diminish to such an extent that the devil operates through them? If you've been through a relationship and if you've seen behind the mask of a malignant narcissist, I think this discussion may sit better with you than it would for a person who has not had an experience and thinks this person on the internet's absolutely crazy. So let's get into the four stages of why I believe that this is an entity attachment through a narcissist and how it operates on capturing you in and working to destroy your humanity. The first port of call is the first trick that the devil plays on us. And I think we all have heard this one before. And that's the devil wants us to believe that it, he, she doesn't exist. How does that come through the narcissist? Well, in my opinion, the narcissist love bombs us into the relationship as part and parcel of the psychological explanation for the narcissistic personality disorder. And they all do this. They all go through the same playbook. Let's call it the playbook of hell, because that's exactly what it is. If you are party to one of these experiences. Now, the reason I say that the devil doesn't want you to know that it exists is with the narcissist, they often come in as a humble victim. Yet there's a sense that even though they're saying different things had happened to them, there's this sense strongly put across that those things shouldn't have happened to them because they're an absolutely whoopee-doo amazing person. In fact, they're a really superior person that didn't deserve these bad things to happen to them. That's the subtle message that's put across. That actually they were wronged and they look for your help, and you giving your help to them makes you feel damn good. There is no getting away from it, particularly if you're empathic and you have a strong sense of humanity and love. You have a lot of God in you. They play on that. They adore bringing God into the occasion and trying to trick God. The God in you, the love in you. So they also then will mirror you, as we know, in the love bomb stage, so that they have the same likes and it seems like they have the same type of morals that you would have. And I mean, what better trick to play on someone than to mirror them? That person doesn't believe that they're evil. That person feels comfortable with themselves. And the narcissist is projecting the mirror image of you in a very beautiful light. So you're not going to mistrust the experience as it happens with the narcissist facilitating this very nice period in the relationship. You're not going to be afraid of yourself. You're not going to suspect that the mirror image coming back to you is going to harm you. You don't suspect that the person you see in the mirror is your enemy. What a trick. What a trick to play on making you believe that the devil doesn't exist. Because if you believe that the mirror image coming back to you is the devil, then you believe the devil is yourself, which people just don't do. So that's the first trick that the devil plays in the initial stages of the relationship with you. They buy your trust. They say they're you. They say they're good. In fact, they say they're more than good. They say that they're the best in the most subtle of ways. The second trick the devil plays on you through the narcissist is in the devaluation stage, when the devil begins to attack you. The devil begins to confuse you. The devil begins to tell you you're not worthy of receiving this and that you need to receive push and pull punishments in order to come back into control because you're with somebody superior. But you're a bad person. You're the devil. That's the second trick the devil tries to play on you. Believing, getting you to believe that you're the devil. That if it weren't for you, the relationship would be working as was promised in the beginning. That you're only doing everything that you're doing because you have an agenda. This is the narcissist projection.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
That you have an awful lot of things you need to improve on. And you're the reason that the relationship is going downhill. And you try to prove to the narcissist that you're not the devil. That you are a good person, that you want the relationship to work, that you believe in love. The narcissist keeps giving you the impression that you're a faulty person. The narcissist keeps giving you the impression that you're coming from a bad place, that you're a selfish person, that you only ever think about yourself. Like, what are all these complaints? Why are you complaining? Why are you putting boundaries in? You just think about yourself all the time, don't you? Goes the narcissist's trajectory. The second trick the devil plays on you is to make you believe that you're the devil. They don't do any wrong. They're not accountable. You're 100% at fault. I mean, that in itself is ridiculous. The narcissist at this stage, with the devil working through them, seeks to cause an awful lot of confusion and gaslights you so you don't know or can't actually get a grip on reality. You reel from one drama to the next. You try and make sense of what's going on. You blame yourself. Then you overcome and try and do more for the narcissist. Because you blame yourself and you're introspecting, because you are an accountable person. You try and do the loving thing until it gets to such a stage that you're questioning this saint who's telling you you're the devil, which is the exact opposite. It's the trick the devil plays on you. They're the devil. And you're 100% not the devil, but they're 100% telling you you're the devil. They're totally switching personas. It's evil. The next thing that happens is you get to see the devil. You get to see behind the mask. You get to understand. Now, some people don't get to see this until after the discard, until the mask finally drops. They see the smirk. They see the empty eyes. They see the darkness. Sometimes people get a glimpse of this through the narcissistic rage within the relationship. But there's so much confusion, drama and gaslighting and hormonal imbalance going on that it is very hard to keep a grip of reality. So boom, you're discarded. Out of the blue, you're dumped. After all this exhaustive process, all this mental confusion, all this trying to love the person more until they'll actually, you know, change their mind and see that you're not the devil. What a futile but totally understandable time we spend in the devaluation period trying to convince the devil that we're not the devil. Oh my goodness. The third trick the devil plays on us through the narcissist is it convinces everybody else that you're the devil through the smear campaign. So it tricks a lot of people some of the time, not all of the people all of the time, but it does manage at an essential point in your enmeshment with this evil spirit, is what I will call it, to further batter you in the discard. It'll make it as painful as possible for you to get back up on your feet. It'll make it so that you are so tormented trying to prove you're not the devil to the narcissist and to your family and friends that it has already begun a smear campaign within the relationship to sow seeds of doubt in amongst your family and friends. And then you are so exhausted at the discard stage and confused that you do things out of character and you play into the characterization that the devil has set up for you to fall into, so that your family and friends, who have already been fed false lies and information about you, look at you acting out and believe the devil's lie. This is mental, spiritual, psychological torment. And I cannot emphasize it enough, because people don't understand the levels and the depths of the infiltration into you, your being, your spirit, your whole reason for being, your whole humanity is ripped apart with these fangs, and that's the best way I can describe it. I am livid that people have to go through this. that people don't know more about this. Please share. Please share the information. Please keep us going in the community. Make this relevant. People need to know this. So the third lie that the devil has convinced people of is they use others, and some of them they hook in, some of the community that they hook in have darkness in them anyway and want to perpetuate the battle that the devil has started. They come on board as the minions to relish your destruction and take down, relish seeing you in a bad position. Then there's the others who don't know what to believe, but without deep analytical reasoning, they just believe what they see. They hear something, they see you acting out, and they put one and one together and they get two. They don't get three, which is what they should get if they look further into the situation. Or go back and understand the knowing of you before you got into this relationship. And then there's the third group who won't buy into it, but are very concerned because of your state. You're 75% destroyed as the person they knew you to be. The third lie the devil gets people to buy into is that you are the devil, that you're a really bad person, that you have all of these problems and issues, that you mess the relationship up, and that you in fact did evil things in the relationship, that you maybe hit them, that you are just in the relationship to get their money. Whatever the narcissist's agenda in the relationship was, they will project onto you and into the community. So that the community go against you, particularly if you're in a court situation where they need witnesses who come up with things they believe they saw, who were tricked by the devil, so to speak. What's the fourth trick that the devil plays on you? What more can they play on you? Well, the fourth trick the devil will play through the narcissist on you is to actually get you to believe yourself that you're the devil. To actually let that land in your whole psyche, spirit and being, that you must be the devil. If this really gorgeous person landed in your life and that you weren't able to sustain the relationship because you're so bad, and then you go out and everybody else tells you it was your own fault, the relationship didn't work and you need help. So the culmination of that, unless you have the knowledge of how the devil plays the four tricks on you in a relationship, unless you have that knowledge, the fourth trick the devil plays on you is for you to believe that you are the devil. And that's exactly what they want. They want you to go into your dark side. They want you not to live your purpose. They want you to waste time distracted, ruminating about the relationship in the confused cycle that the devil has set up for you. And that, my friends, are the four tricks the devil plays through the narcissist in a narcissistic relationship. Take very good care of yourselves, and I will be back soon. Bye for now.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.